Vavasra, chapter 6, Mishnah 8. If someone is selling a place to his fellow to make a grave, or accepting it from his fellow to make him a grave. And what we're talking about over here is these crypts that they used to bury people in their times, that they had like a whole cavernous structure. They had a central area that had a lot of holes in the walls with coffins. They would put the coffins in the holes in the walls, and then they would put people into, you know, the coffins into the holes in the walls. And they didn't specify over here how big they were going to make it, how many holes in the walls, etc. They just agreed that party A was going to dig for party B, or make for party B, one of these structures without any specifications as to exactly what he was going to make him. So what does he have to build? What's his obligation to build? Says the Mishnah, what he has to build is the following. And if you look over the page, the cart over there has got a picture. That it's got like a central area, central cave of 6x4 amas, and then coming off that cave, 8 grave holes, 8 crypt holes coming off into the walls, and 3 in one wall, 3 in the opposing wall, and 2 in the middle wall. So you have 8 crypt graves. Va'kuchin, and these crypts, arkan arba, they would be 4 amas in length, which is about 2 meters in length. That's how long each coffin hole was. And Varum and Sheva, there would be 7 tvachim ha, that's 7 handbreadths ha. Varachban Shisha, and 6 handbreadths wide. That's how big each coffin hole would be that he would have to dig into the walls. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, no, if they don't specify, then the builder has to make the following. He has to oisetoche shalmara sheish amos al shmoina. He has to dig a middle cave of about 8x6 amos. That's the middle cave. And then coming off that middle cave, he's got to dig 13 holes for coffins. Arba mikan, 4 the side, arba mikan, 4 on the opposing side, shlosha mikanegdan, 3 in the middle wall, ve'echad mimin ha-pesach, ve'echad mimin ha-small, and then 1 coming off each corner. So if you add that up, that should come to 13 coffin holes in the wall over there. Vosachatzer, not only that, but before the cave, they have to also build a little courtyard, al piyamara, and it has to be sheish al sheish, 6 amas by 6 amas. Kemulo amita v'kovrea, and that would be big enough for the bier and the people who are going to bury it over there. Pesach l'socha shtei maros, and then coming off the courtyard would be 2 of these structures. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. So according to this opinion, it's quite a structure because you've got a little courtyard, and then coming off the courtyard, you've got one of these caves with all of these coffin holes, and coming the 8 or the 13, depending on the opinion. And then coming off the other side, you'd have to have another whole one of those structures. 8 or 13, you know, depending on the opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, no, even more than that. Arber la'aberuch haseh, you've got to build 4. Coming off the courtyard, you have to have 4 of these cavernous structures with all of the openings for the coffins. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, akol lefi sela. Last opinion, he says, everything's according to the rock. So according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if it's the rock is hard and it's difficult to cut holes, these vaults into the walls, so then it would only be the smaller one, the 6x4 amas with 8 holes in it. But according to him, if it's the rock is soft and it's easier to cut, he's got to cut the bigger structure into it, the 6x8 with 13 coffin holes coming off it. But then he brings up here that the locha follows the first opinion. So actually, after all the opinions, what the builder would have to build is the cave of 6x4 with 8 crypt holes coming off it. He's also got to build a courtyard, and then he's got to build at least 2 of these on each side of the courtyard.